So close your eyes. Feet on the floor, and again, as you're breathing, channel your energy inwards. Allow yourself to be more and more grounded and call all that energy in into your center. And with your breath, push it down, pull it down, down through your feet, extend those roots and send that breath all the way down to the center of the earth, where the energy of Gaia, divine feminine energy, will meet you, greet you, and wraps itself around you to hold you steady and grounded as you go through this process of expansion. And allow yourself to connect through your crown, go upwards and reach to the universal plane of love and pure potentiality. That white sparkling energy which you invite to wash over you and to enter you, and to rapidly fill every part of you, from top of your head to the bottom of your toes, and even beyond your physical body, so you become one with this light, light of universal love and potentiality. And just for a moment, I want you to increase the flow of this energy and how your entire body, all the cells are awakening, by focusing at the bottom of your spine and then very rapidly focus on your top of your head. So go up top of your head, down to your spine, up top of your head, down to your spine. You can even create that infinity sign meeting in your heart. Allow flow of that energy, beautiful energy, to connect all your centers and rapidly move up and down with your awareness between top of your head and bottom of your spine. Let that energy move and expand as it chooses to support you in this process of expansion. And go to your pineal gland, the middle of your brain, which shows up as a room. There is a door to the room. On the doors, those are big doors, big doors. And they have your name. There's a label on those doors with your name. And you intuitively feel that in this room, whatever you create here becomes. So allow you to step through those doors inside of this room, inside of that creative workshop of your energy. And in the middle of that room, you'll find a table with a crystal ball. You look inside of that ball and you see various versions of you, your goals, your desires in it. It's almost like a preview into what is possible for you. You admire for a moment all that is possible for you. And then you feel called to step into it, inside of this crystal ball. You step into that full potentiality of yours, that version of you that has been calling you. As you step inside of it, there's this vortex of energy swirling around you and creating a path ahead of you. It's almost like a crystal light path showing up in front of you. You step on it and you step into darkness. Everyone around you, you will see darkness with lots of stars and galaxies and numbers, but this path this crystallite path is forming in front of you. And it shows you the way. And then this path leads you to what looks like an edge of a canyon. On the other side of the canyon, there is a new reality of yours, the one that you've been calling in. In between, there's a lots of space. It's a little scary to look down, but you do look down. It's a little scary to look up, but you do look up. And then on the other side of this canyon, you will also see a lioness. Big animal. It's your spiritual animal. She from the other side wants to lock her eyes with you. And you do. And as you lock the eyes with that lioness, more and more certainty will flow into you. And as more and more certainty will flow through you, as you receive the energy of the lioness through her gaze, there is a bridge forming between you two, one side of the canyon and the other side. It's brittle, it's old, but it's still a bridge. And you, being fully connected with the lioness, witness her, how she comes closer to you through this brittle bridge. How gracefully that lioness walk through that bridge, as if without a fear. Gazing at you, looking at you, not for one moment looking somewhere else. And she gracefully bridges to your side. So you now stand just inches away from this lioness. And you intuitively feel she has always been part of you, but you have not fully received her. So now it's time to fully receive her and become one with her. And you do. And as you do, new parts of your being and energy are being activated. The codes of courage and grace and vision are being lit up. Those that have not yet been lit up before. And as you fully feel the energy in your body, that courage, that vision, that grace. You look on the other side of that canyon and you step on that bridge, no matter how brittle is it, no matter how scary is it, because you focus on the other side. As you step on that bridge, what you notice is it becomes stronger. It's almost like now is that crystal path is moving with you, not even ahead of you. It's moving with each step and makes that bridge stronger and stronger. As you make a move, the bridge becomes stronger and stronger. So you move with grace, with your eyes set on the other side, until you reach the other side, stepping into new, stepping into what always has been, but now you're here, now you've done, now you changed. You cut the bridge. There is no more need for it. You're here now. You look around and little by little, a new possibilities open up in front of you. A new way of life, a new way of being. The real you. Allow yourself to notice what you're meant to see and feel and hear. And ask yourself, what is my part in this today? And if anything comes to you, you accept it. And with that, I want you to channel this energy down through your feet, all the way down to the center of the earth. And as you do, you'll find yourself in here on this side of the canyon, back in that workshop of your energy in the middle of your brain. From there, you go to your heart, down into your body, and you proclaim, my name is your full name. And this is who I am. And with that, whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes.